Good morning. Do we have enough people to start our hymn-sing? All right. In the booklet that Sarah's mom gave us last week, the first song for December 2nd is The King of Glory Comes. And it's 2091 in the little black hymnal. So we're going to start with that, because it's the song she's got here for December 2nd.
I'll find something.
And we'll do the whole thing.
Thank you.
eyes, but on the love of Jesus. We are always just a little bit weird, and we celebrate that today, and it's a reminder again that we are here, called by God, empowered to begin again and again and again. And, today, the day when we start reminding ourselves that we're slowing down while the rest of the world is speeding up, the holiday cycle, the holy hustle and bustle, we are called to slow down and to celebrate and enjoy the gifts of this season. And not consume, but enjoy. And saying all of that, I have just been going. Crazy day. We have a lot going on today. We're beginning our adventure, first day of Advent. And after worship today, we are sharing a meal. We are building and creating blessing bags, and we are going to make Advent calendars. So there's a lot going on today, and I hope in the midst of all of it that you are rooted and grounded in love. So I invite us to join in and call one another to worship. There are words printed in your bulletin. I'm the not bold, you are the bold. And we share together responsibly. In this season of bumper to bumper stress, with life more crowded than the stores, God opens us to a feast of faithfulness, where we may sit and soak in peace and love. In these times of rancorous rants and snide remarks, with people too busy to offer words of compassion, you want to hold him and you can blow it out, okay? What do you think, Austin? How did it go? Do you want to hold the candle now? It's not that. Oh, you have that scary dog. We just lit the Advent candle. So there's this candle, and this candle, and that candle, and this candle. How many are there? We're going to leave this one lit for the whole service. There's five candles. There are these candles on the outside. These are for the 4 weeks of... This is the candle we light on Christmas. This is the Christ candle. It has the images of Jesus, Alpha and Omega. I'll take this candle. We light these candles, one, every Sunday during the season of Advent. There are 4 weeks, so we'll light this one this week, we'll light this one next week, and then we'll light another one. And then we keep adding on and adding on and adding on until we get to 4. And then, on Christmas Eve, because I know, which is a very special day. Gwen celebrated her birthday, and we are so excited about it. And we celebrate on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day Jesus' birthday. And we celebrate the season, the weeks leading up to Christmas Day because it's such a special day. This is the day, this is the candle, this is the light that we are all waiting for. And we're all waiting for it to come and to shine in our lives, in our hearts, in our church. So these candles help us anticipate. We wait for a long time to light this candle. No, we're keeping this candle lit. We'll light the next ones next week. What happens if we blow out the Advent candles? Well, we just light it again. But don't blow out the Advent candle. But they also are a metaphor, a stabilizing force for us. We hold on, we light this candle because we need this candle lit in our life. We need a moment like this to take a breath, to pause. And that's what we're doing now. We're all watching you light the Advent candle, but we're all waiting with you. And we want to take a breath and take a pause too. This first Sunday in Advent, we celebrate. Do you know what we're celebrating? Love. You got it, Austin. It's up there. Caitlin, you said it. We're celebrating love. And I want us to take a moment to think about love in our midst. These are little hearts. And you can have that one. You can have a pink one. I have a purple one. None of you are getting a pink heart, by the way. You can have a pink one. There are all kinds of colors. Everybody has a different color heart. Maybe you can help me pass out the hearts. Okay. So take a bunch and make sure everybody gets one. You can share. Oh, wow. We just spread love all over everything. Okay. You'll help. Here's a bunch over here. It helps. You're helping each other out, right? You're all gonna, the kids are passing them out, but you'll help each other, right? So we're remembering love today, and we're lighting the candle of love, so that this little candle can remind us that love is born among us. And sometimes it's really small, like a little candle, like a little baby. But that we still draw strength and power from love, even if it's little small things. I want you to take a moment to remember that you are rooted and grounded in love. And I want you to take a moment to write down on your heart, on your paper heart, and in your heart, to write down what you love, or how you feel love, or where you recognize love this week. And then take a moment, we'll play some music, and if you want to, you can come forward and put your heart around the Advent wreath or on the altar, or you can take it home. You have any questions? Oh, they're coming. There's a lot. You've got a bunch, Kate. Somebody needs some hearts? The hearts back there. Thank you. small ways. Let's open our hearts to the love of God, which brings us together.
You did a good job. Thank you.
I invite you to write or draw your prayers of love for a person, place, or situation. And then you can place it on the candle or the altar or table.
Thank you.
invite you to turn to the person who is around you, or maybe if there's no mirror on you, you don't want to look at them. Look in your own heart. And tell them that you love them. Tell them that you're trying to love them. I invite you to pass the love, the peace, the hope of Jesus Christ.
Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swell head, doesn't force itself on others, isn't always the first, doesn't fly off the handle, doesn't keep score of the sins of others, doesn't revel when others grovel, takes pleasure in the flowering of truth, puts up with everything, trusts God always, always looks for the best, never looks back, and keeps going to the end. Love never dies. Inspired speech will be over one day. Praying in tongue will end. Understanding will reach its limit. We know only a portion of the truth, and what we say about God is always incomplete. But when the complete arrives, our incompletes will be canceled. When I was an infant at my mother's breast, I gurgled and cooed like any infant. When I grew up, I left those infant ways for good. We don't yet say things clearly. We're squinting in a fog, peering through a mist. But it won't be long before the weather clears and the sun shines bright. We'll see it all then. See it all clearly as God sees us. Knowing God directly just as God knows us. For right now, until that completes, we have three things to do to lead us toward that consummation. Trust steadily in God, hope unswervingly, love extravagantly. And the best of the three is love.
And sometimes it makes us cry. I hope that you read this scripture passage again. Take it home with you. Let it take you home. This is why we are here. Love Day. Like I said, I think it's going to take off. It's going to be a thing for us. Happy Love Day. It's not the normal order of things. This is not Valentine's Day. It's not even in the traditional order. I mean, the last Sunday of Advent is supposed to be the Love Day. That's when we light the pink candle, which represents love. But today needed to be one day. Because it is the first, it's the rooting and the grounding for us, it's the middle, and it's the end. And that's why we're celebrating on this new day, this New Year's Day, why we're talking about love. And love, like our wonky calendar, like our wonky New Year's Day, makes things wonky for us, makes us out of step with maybe the world as we know it, as society knows it. But it's true for us. When we love one another unconditionally. Because we remember where we come from. We remember that we are Christians. We are born from Christ, the one who was born out of scorn and ridicule, out of poverty, out of immigration, out of occupation, out of complicated family dynamics. And so we know where we come from, and then we know who we are supposed to be. We are supposed to be people who stand with the poor, the misunderstood, the underdog. And when we do that, we will always be out of step with the society that is around us. We will then walk side by side with the people, the person who is next to us. And it takes some work to be a loving person. It takes patience, kindness, generosity. Loving requires that we give up expectations. It means that we let go of requirements. We learn to love unconditionally. And yet, we endure. We let go and we endure all of this, all at the same time. Love does not let us follow straight lines. Love, and I have no doubt love is what brought you here. Love could just as easily bring you here as it could take you someplace totally else. from Austin to Pennsylvania to Liberia. Love is a force in our lives that if we open ourselves to it, we will never be in control again. Love is our beginning and our end. Love is our purpose. And it is why we are here. We are rooted and grounded in love. Love is our source and our end. Love is our reason for existence. We are here to learn how to love one another. Not in a generic, magnanimous way, like, you know, I love humanity, but as people I can't stand. Honestly, we are here to love in the specific. We're here to love like Jesus loved, honestly. And love like that changes everything. Like from my favorite song by Andrew Lloyd Webber, love, I can sing it, I want to sing it. Love changes everything. Hands and faces, earth and sky. Love changes how you live and how you die. Love brings change. We change because we love. Love is always growing us, and that's what we celebrate today. In this season of love, in this new year, we say, yes. Yes. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, holy love, be born in my heart. Orient my feet again on your paths that lead to peace. Teach me how to love. And when you do this, when God does that, please hear me. You are not suddenly magically transformed into Mother Teresa. You don't have to be like a little sweet, little lovey-dovey, perfect person who gets into all of the yoga positions perfectly. The paths of love do not require you to become anything or anyone other than who you are. If nothing else, I hope that my presence among you can show you that a materialistic, messy, potty-mouthed nerd can be loved unconditionally. You are too. God loves you for who you are, just as you are. You are good. Oh, you're so good. And so worthy of love. But don't be a jerk. I mean, may our love day, a beginning of our adventure, show you how Christians love. Love gently, kindly, patiently, and with food. So don't be a jerk, or be less of a jerk. And don't hit. Love never hits. Never. Love is not violent. Love can get angry, but love never, ever hits. If you are someone who is hitting someone you love, and statistics show that it happens, will happen in a group this size. If you are hitting someone you love, please stop. If someone you love is hitting you, please talk to me or someone you love here. Hope United Methodist Church does not tolerate abuse of any kind. We talk about abuse, and then we stand up to it. We love. So that means that we will embrace violence, but we will not engage in it. We will face each other honestly. And we remember and acknowledge who we are. We remember and accept that our love, our Lord, was born in poverty. He was born in scorn and ridicule. He was an immigrant, born in occupation and oppression. We remember that we are to be like him. And then we will stand with him and with his beloved, the misunderstood, the poor, the underdog, the migrant, the sick, the hurt, the hurting, the nerdy. We meet in you. And in standing with love, we will always be out of step. That's okay. We are here to learn how to love one another. And we will practice the paths that lead to peace. We will practice love today. I think you know that after worship, we're going to eat, which is, I cannot think of a more loving act than that. We will eat the food that some folks have made. We will make blessing bags, and we will make advent calendars. So you know that you're welcome to come to stay and participate. But we are practicing a lot of spiritual practices today. Lighting advent candles, we're practicing waiting, we're sharing love, we're giving and we're receiving. We're giving and we're receiving. And in doing that, we are already out of step. I think that many of you know that now is the time when we used to buy, 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 buy. And yet here we are, ready to give, 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 give. I invite you to give and receive our money offering today. I invite you to rise as you are able in body or in spirit. We join to sing our hymn, Emmanuel. Fill us with your love. Show us how to care for your people and your world. Amen. You are blessed. Listen, we will share in communion together today. If you would like to, you can follow in your inserts. Oh, yep. No, I have not planned on that. You can share whatever you would like to share. Thank you, Marshall. Can you pass this back to me?
We are in need of prayer. Our niece, Jenny's cancer is back. She was clear for a couple months, and there's growth. And so she starts chemo again, and chemo will help. But we need prayers. Thank you.
What is her name? Can you say it?
Jenny Patterson.
Jenny Patterson. And our friend Sally reminded me that today Hanukkah begins today. So we're in union with our sisters and brothers, and we celebrate all of them today. I'm so glad that we have a space where we can share about this. This is the beginning of communion, when we open our hearts like this. And you know that in this church, we can't control it. The grace, the blessing is free and available for everybody. So you are welcome here, just as you are. Whether you have been, this is your first Sunday, or whether you've been here for 1,000 Sundays, whether you are a man or a woman, you're gay, you're straight, you're black, you're white, wherever you are in the spectrum of life, you are welcome here. We are in communion with one another. And here the bonds of love grow strong. So you are welcome to share communion together today. And I invite my friends to come forward. We have words that we'll say, but we have been feasting on love this whole time.
God is with us.
We are not alone.
Jesus Christ Emmanuel is on his way.
The Spirit is making room in our hearts.
Let us give thanks to God.
Blessings be to you, Creator God, who in the beginning brought light and life to the world, and who continues to bring it love and light everlasting.
Over the ages, you have called people to embrace your hope and share your love. But even when they have closed their ears to the song, you did not stop singing. You sent prophets and messengers to your people, reminding them of the promised time of peace and justice that would surround the world.
And then you came to a young woman named Mary and laid out the promise in a new way.
Promising her a son, who we call Jesus. Promising her that in her son, the world would be changed. And now, as we prepare for that child to be born, we echo the ancient cry.
life that this baby will live.
And we remember one special meal, foretaste of the banquet that is to come, which he ate with his closest friends.
moments, as Jesus has been our servant of love and grace. Let us go to serve the most vulnerable among us. When Jesus appears, let us show him what we have done. And I think part of us wants to just at least acknowledge that there are people who are vulnerable among us, and that seeing people is the first step. So that's what we're trying to do with making blessing bags. We will assemble blessing bags in the social hall downstairs. There might not be enough to have everything that you want in your blessing bag. So if you want to take, when you take it home with you or put it in your car, you can fill it with stuff that you want to have. But the idea is you can take the blessing bag. It's just a Ziploc bag. We can bless it, and then you know for sure it's a blessing bag, but you're blessing it by putting stuff in it. And then when you are driving around in Duluth or wherever it is that you drive, and you see somebody who is begging for money or asking for stuff, the hope is that if you want to, you can give them a blessing bag, that you will see them. And in the blessing bag, there will be the outline, the street outreach hotline for CHUM. Deb Holman's number is on there. And also, if you want to include some deeper resources, I have resources in the office that you can stick in there too. We'll make blessing bags, we'll eat, and we'll design and create color advent calendars. So lots of good stuff happening after church today to celebrate love. Are there other announcements that you want to share today that maybe aren't in the bulletin or you want to remember to lift up? Lori, I'm not eating.
Christmas program practice, we start next weekend, next Sunday. The kids will go during kids' quest time during church, and then also everyone will be for about an hour after church. And then the program is the next week, and we'll be meeting an hour before church to practice before I actually have to perform it.
Cannot wait! That's right.
The trustees.
Trustees meet just for a few minutes with Caroline and Anna after you've had your meal, maybe with your second cup of coffee, just to get an update on the departure of the UNS. Several weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago already, Beth Merritt got up and said to the ladies that we're really low on snacks for coffee after church, and the ladies responded exceedingly well. One of the problems that we have is the cleanup after the dishes are quite heavy, and the ladies are having a problem. So the comment is directed to the men. How many of the men here in the church really appreciate what the ladies are doing for us after church? Please raise your hand. Raise your hand, everybody. These are all the volunteers to help with the dishes. This is so simple. It only takes 30, maybe 45 seconds to train you. It's so easy that even Rob and I learned how to do it. So it's not all that easy. The next thing is when the ladies have been working down in the fellowship hall in the evenings or weekends, and they're doing their sewing, clothing, painting, or whatever, the church doors are often locked, and so they don't know when someone is trying to get in. So this week we installed a doorbell on the parking lot door. There's a little plastic piece with a little button on it, and that will ring the pastor's office, the narthex, and the fellowship hall. So if you hear that, it's a strange noise down there. It's not a fire alarm, it's not an air leak, it's just a doorbell. Somebody wants to get in and go away. And the last thing is that this week we've had a lot of thawing and refreezing and rain. The parking lot is not very good right now. So if you need a little help getting out of the church back to your car, let someone know to support you.
Thank you.
make sure all of you come on downstairs for our potluck. Got lots of nice things down there, and I know you all brought something, so come on down and enjoy it. You don't have to come in the kitchen and help us. We have the kitchen ladies that will do that because we don't want to fall all over each other. It'll take us a few minutes to get it set up, and we do need help for cleanup. So thank you so much for my... we just do need some help for the cleanup today and every day. And if any of you men want to come to me and tell me, on the second Sunday of every month, I will help with dishes. Or on the third Sunday of every month, I will help with dishes. That's what I'm looking for. Thank you.
Good morning. I tried to get it into the bulletin, but it must not have been soon enough. We have our bake sale next weekend. So it won't happen without your help and your love. So if you would like to contribute some baked items, we'd really appreciate it. It's the Anno Kids Quest bake sale. And the proceeds will go to the Heifer Project. We're trying to make enough money to earn a sheep and a goat. And if we have some extras, we'll do a hive of bees. So, but we need your help. Next week, just bring them down to the fellowship hall prior to service, and then we'll take care of both pricing and setting up. Thanks.
It's time to order your poinsettias for church here. Marilyn, will you stand up? Marilyn's got the forms, and if you want to order a poinsettia for here at church, they're $10 this year. See Marilyn, because she's got the forms.
Let us join and sing. Oops.
Here.
I just wanted to quick thank everybody who came here and helped decorate and get us ready for the Advent season. Thanks so much for your help.
I'm just admiring it. It's beautiful from all angles. So I invite you to join in singing one of my favorite hymns, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, 196. May you go in this blessing to love others.
Mm-hmm.